When you're ready to go into trance, you can close your eyes. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. But it doesn't matter if you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind wandering quite a bit, so that the sounds of my voice just fade into the background. But that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you. And it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say, because very soon now, you're going to be more relaxed than you have ever known. And I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realise that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead and your eyes and your eyelids, the cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling, smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever is best for you, just let it happen. Unclenching your teeth and relaxing your tongue. Because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now. And into the top of your arms, letting all the tension drain away as you think down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands, right the way down to the very tips of your fingers and the tips of your thumbs. Just letting all those muscles let go and relax. And now think about your breathing, noticing that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more. So you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away. As you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax. Think down into your back now, the long muscles on either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax. And your waist and your main thigh muscles. As you think on down through your knees, down through the shins and calves. Just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, and into the very tips of your toes. All the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy. Very lazy. And now you're so beautifully relaxed. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. And absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except relax. And I want you just to let your mind and your imagination drift, feeling lazy, easy and comfortable. And I want you to imagine you're standing on the terrace of a beautiful old house. A house like a stately home or country mansion. And you can feel the sun on your head and on your shoulders. Not too hot, just comfortable. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. And as you look around you, you notice an elegant marble flight of steps. 10 broad steps, leading down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being and comfort. Make it really vivid in your mind. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step on this beautiful staircase. A step down towards this beautiful garden. And each step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. So that by the time you get to 0, you will be as deeply relaxed as you could have ever imagined, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. 10. Take the first step now, relaxing and letting go. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed. There's no need to hurry. Plenty of time. 8. Moving down easily now. 7. Deeper and deeper. 6. Deeper still, your breathing becoming slower and steadier. 5. Really relaxing now. Just let go. 4. Becoming calmer and calmer. 3. Calmer still now. 2. More and more relaxed. 1. All the way down now to 0. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden, and you can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet, as the scent of masses upon masses of brightly coloured flowers seems to envelop you. And there's a gentle sound of birds singing. You can hear the birds singing. You can certainly see the birds flitting from tree to tree. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see, and in all directions, with beautiful shrubs and tall, elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed into a gently trickling stream. And this fascinates you, and you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself onto the soft, grassy bank. And on the bank, you notice two trees growing, a tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze, knew how to be very flexible. And when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving. Moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective. And that big tree was so inflexible, it used to envy the small tree. But it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day, it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" The little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go, and you just let it happen." And so the next time when the wind blew, big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go down deep into the ground, and you have inner stability. even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life, and you can allow that to happen all by itself. And that big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned, as it got more flexible in its behaviour and perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it placed on itself. And as it danced and swayed, swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things, so happy to know that it could recall in a new way pleasant images, pleasant memories. And you just sit there on the bank for a while, gazing into the cool, clear water, marvelling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you, listening to the faint sounds of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a while, you lay back on the grass and gaze up into the clearest of blue skies. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close and you just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter, lighter and lighter. So light that you must surely begin to float on air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see through your closed eyelids that you're floating on a sea of colour, warm sea of colour that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift, suspended in its warmth. The colour that seems somehow unreal and yet at the same time has a comforting, familiar feel to it. You're aware of misty reds and oranges, soft yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could have ever imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating on a rainbow, a magical rainbow, because in this rainbow, time and space don't exist in the same way as we usually know it. You might have floated here for a moment, or 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps for a blink of an eye. You could have floated forwards in time, to a time that could be far beyond our future. Or maybe back in time, back before our own lifetime. It gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish, with this wonderful, relaxed feeling, just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gently flowing colours, where time seems to be, suddenly, of so little importance. You're still pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself beginning to float gently downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down, down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, until eventually you realise that you've stopped floating downwards. And you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake, a large, tranquil lake, surrounded by soft rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs, the grasses growing at the water's edge, and everything is bathed in a beautiful golden light. A golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth. And you find yourself marvelling at the sense of deep calmness and comfort that seems to fill your entire being as you stroll lazily along this sandy shore of this wonderful lake, noticing with a sort of lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing colour. Subtle changes blending so smoothly, but it's difficult to know exactly when limpid blue has become a deep soft violet, or when that deep soft violet becomes a relaxing translucent green. And the changes in colour fascinate you, and you settle yourself down onto a small smooth rock, just gazing out across the crystal clear waters. Every so often, something, a fish maybe, just something, breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the rock you're sitting on. You smile and lean forward to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do so, you create yet more ripples. Ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colours across the lake, interacting with others, making new, ever-changing patterns. You realise that this tranquil place is a pool of all knowledge, and while you are here, you are a part of everything, and everything is a part of you. And you find it so easy, so very easy to open your mind, to let go of any barriers to memory or learning. And everything I say, as it is for your benefit, will be accepted and acted upon by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect on the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. And the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days, weeks, and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed that by helping you relax, helping you to cope so much better with life, and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any situation that life has to offer. Your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself. This understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. So now, and with every day that passes, your confidence is increasing. The confidence of knowing that you are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to. The positive attitude, the quiet strength. Now, more and more, you become aware of the transformation taking place in your personality. You're adopting a more positive outlook on life. believe in yourself more and more every day. And you're learning to act boldly, realizing that you're capable of making proper decisions and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day you become more secure within yourself and with your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others, you realize that you're taking control. Control of your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. And this gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with the situation in a calm and relaxed way. You know that the key to good health is a calm and relaxed attitude to life. Now you begin to accept life as it is, and you accept people as they are. So as you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself, about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of resources which are yours, resources which are within you, which are there for you to use and always have been there. And as you become more aware of these resources, then you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know that you're directing your life now. And you know that life can bring you good things. In this way, you are happier with each day that passes. Anticipate happiness, and happiness is yours. Anticipate success, and success is yours. And of course, you feel better each day because you are happy.